Welcome to our Wednesday, May 23rd session, Shamanic Mentorship Session. I'm glad that you're all here. I'm getting a little comfortable here. I want to say welcome to everybody and welcome to all of our new folks who've recently joined and are just starting to connect with us. Thank you so much to Paige for hosting. Paige and Michelle have been taking care of the hosting, and if anybody else would like to host, let us know. Really appreciate people hosting. It's a great way to hop on a few minutes early and get to know everybody. So thank you, Paige, for doing that tonight. Really appreciate it. I'd like to do the same thing tonight that we did last time. I have some things that I'm going to focus on for our journey, and then we'll do some one-on-one work with anybody, with as many people as we can before we run out of time. But if you have some questions, not if you have questions, if you have some things you'd like for me to channel through during the journey. I've got my words in here somewhere. If there's anything you'd like me to channel during the journey, go ahead and type those up in the comments section, those of you who are on a computer and can do that. Just for vanity's sake, and I'm gonna acknowledge that this is total vanity on my part, but I wanna remind you that I'm working out Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, so that's why I look like this. I do try to look a little bit more, dressed and showered before I connect with you, but now I'm working out on Wednesdays and then I come here and do this and I love it. It gets me super pumped up, but it also gets me hot and sweaty and I'm just like, I don't have time to shower. So I know y'all don't care, but I just wanted to know that's, if I look unprofessional, that's why. But we're all just rolling it, totally authentically here. So I know that you all don't care. Very excited about the retreat coming up. Really excited about the folks who've signed up, and it's really shaping up to be super sweet, and really looking forward to it. So I'm going to get my pipe ready while you all are sharing what you'd like me to journey about. And I'm also, there's been a lot of requests for the journeys to be longer. So I will do that again tonight for those of you who have requested. One of the things I will be focusing on tonight is heart relationship, heart healing, relationship with beloved. We seem to have a few people who are having some challenges with their romantic partnerships, and I've mentioned wanting some support around that. And even if you're not in romantic partnership, this can be self as beloved, invoking your beloved. If you're seeking a beloved, it can also be simply heart healing and opening your heart to all the possibilities. And those of you in relationship, maybe your relationship is super smooth and great, and this will simply empower your current partnership. So those are some of the things that are on my heart to share tonight in the journey. So let's just take a moment and breathe into our bellies. Gracias, tobacquito. Thank you for your good medicine. Gracias, tobacco. Thank you for your good medicine. Thank you for your teaching and your guidance. So for those of you on the phone who can't see what I'm doing, I'm working with tobacco, the ceremonial tobacco that I grow on my land. I've been doing that for a number of years now. I'm working with the pipe, and I'm smudging myself, and I'm also smudging the camera to send that tobacco smudge to each of you. Tobacco is one of my primary teachers, so I like to bring that medicine in when we can. So, yep, Kim, definitely going to work with you tonight. Oh, thanks, Moksha. Am I glowing? My sweaty workout glow, it's so sexy. So is there anything you all want to type in that you want me to focus on tonight in the journey? Trouble relating to the here needs with massage clients and intimate male relationships. Okay, I'll add that to the journey tonight. I'm going to give you about another 30 seconds to type in anything you would like me to channel in for the journey. And just know that even if you don't type anything up, you'll receive exactly what you need. It was just, I'm just offering that option. And of course, even if I'm focusing the journey on intimate relationships, heart relationship, your relationship with your own heart, you'll receive what you need. Your journey may go somewhere completely different. but I'm letting you know what some of my focus will be because of what Kim posted and some other people asking about that. In relationships, integrity, respect, I feel like I was valued for who I am, but put on a pedestal that prevented real connection. Talitha wants to focus on what's next. I assume you mean for your journey, Talitha. What's next for you on your journey? Yes, perfect. Marianne, trusting the journey. I think you're doing that pretty well. We'll definitely flow that through. Paige, healthy communication with family. Elaine, heart needs. Okay, great. Wonderful. So let's do some journeying. Can everybody hear me okay? I have a fan in the background. Can everybody hear me? Okay, great. I'm going to take off my smart librarian glasses now. I don't know why I said librarian. You can have glasses and be smart and not be a librarian. Okay. Let me get my tools here to prepare. So taking a moment to close your eyes and get comfortable. Oh, let me interrupt myself. For those of you who are falling asleep during the journeys, for some of you, yes, it's because you're doing deep work. And sometimes, yes, it's because you really need the rest. And sometimes, yes, you didn't really need to know what we were doing and you're falling asleep. But for a lot of you, it's because you're lying down. So anybody who's studied with me in person in the 4 month training, the advanced training, anybody who's been in ceremony with me knows that we don't lie down when we journey. If you need to lie down for your own physical health, or if you just really feel like you can't journey otherwise, it's totally your prerogative. I'm just letting you know that a lot of the reason you're falling asleep is because you're lying down. I used to journey that way, and over the years, I feel more comfortable sitting up. It's a more proactive stance instead of lying down and being passive. So that will support a lot of you in staying awake and being proactive in the work. Feel free to sit on a couch or a chair or somewhere super comfy so that your back is supported and you feel good. And if you really need to lie down, that's okay too. Maybe put your knees up so you don't fall asleep. Okay. I just wanted to mention that because a number of people have been asking me about falling asleep. And sometimes it's just because you're lying down. Great. So whatever you need to do to get comfortable, it's perfect. Okay, here we go. Breathing into your belly. Just really take some nice, gentle, deep breaths into your koshko, into your core. With your eyes closed, imagining yourself at the sacred fire with your other good brothers and sisters of this beautiful group. However you see that sacred fire is perfect. Even if you don't know everybody and you don't know what they look like, you can simply imagine yourself with this beautiful group of brothers and sisters circled up around the sacred fire, supporting each other, holding space with each other, coming together to do this good work, this good play. And as you feel and see yourself circled around that sacred fire, take a moment to check in with where you are in your body without praise or blame. Simply be aware of where you are in your body and see how that feels for you. And if you feel that you'd like to be more grounded, you'll want to bring your energy down into your core, into your koshko, into your dantian, into your belly. And breathing into your belly. Invoking the pillars of this temple, Archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Sandalphon, Metatron, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, Saint Germain. Activating this temple grid space so that we are together in medicine world for this session. And everything that is welcomed into this space is pure love and pure medicine. Grr.
Gracias, Apukuna. Gracias, Nyustakuna. Gracias, Pachamama. Gracias, Akinheles. Gracias, Starbeams. Gracias, 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 ancestors, many ancestors tonight. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for bringing your good medicine. Inviting in your guides and your teachers and the seen and the unseen realms. Remember to breathe into your belly. And finding your portal door, if you haven't already, find your portal door. Make your way into your sacred space so that you can connect with your guides and your teachers in your sacred space. Letting your guides know your intentions, what you're seeking support with, any healing that you are seeking, any clarity, support, wisdom. Invoking the healing of each of our hearts in such a way that our hearts are cleansed of all hucha, all stuck energy. And our hearts may be open with grace and ease, expansive and open with discernment and grace and ease. And take to your guides all of your intentions for this evening. Any support, I'm sending you my healing team. And if you would like my support in your journey, you can call me into your space and I will lead and guide and support in any way that you need. Sana, limpia, limpia, corazón. Limpia, limpia. your closing. Sana, sana, corazon. Sana, sana, corazon. Limpia, limpia, corazon. Limpia, limpia, corazon. Sana, sana, corazon. Sana, sana, corazon. Limpia, limpia, corazon. Limpia, limpia, corazon. Sana, sana, corazon. Sana, sana, corazon. Limpia, limpia, corazon. Limpia, limpia, corazon. Sana, sana, corazon. Sana, sana, corazon. Limpia, limpia, corazon. Limpia, limpia, corazon. Sana, sana, corazon. Sana, sana, corazon. Limpia, limpia, corazon. Limpia, limpia, corazon. Sana, sana, mente. Sana, sana, mente. Limpia, limpia, mente. Limpia, limpia, mente. Sana, sana, mente. Sana, sana, mente. Limpia, limpia, mente. Limpia, limpia, mente. Sana, sana, mente. Sana, sana, mente. Limpia, limpia, mente. Limpia, limpia, mente. Clarina, clarina. Clarina, clarina. Clarina, clarina. Clarina, clarina. Clarity, clarity. Clarity, clarity. Clarity, clarity. Clarity, clarity. Let us in on a night. 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 Mountain lion, mountain lion, cougar, cougar, Manasina, cougar, cougar, Manasina, puma, puma, Manasina, puma, puma, Manasina. Tigre, tigre, Manasina. Tigre, tigre, Manasina. Leon, leon, Manasina. Lion, lion, Manasina. Bat, bat, Manasina. Bat, bat, Manasina. Butterfly, Manasina. Butterfly, Manasina. Caterpillar, Manasina. Caterpillar, Manasina. Inchworm, Manasina. Inchworm, Manasina. Incense, Manasina. Incense, Manasina. Grasshopper, Manasina. Intuition and a signal. Intuition and a signal. Psychic vision and a signal. Psychic vision and a signal. Your gifts let us know. Gifts, gifts let us know. Gratitude let us know. Gratitude let us know. Heart, heart let us know. Heart, heart let us know. Healed heart let us know. Healed heart let us know.
Maria,
money. Cielo, cielo, Maria. Cielo, cielo, Maria. Limpia, limpia, Maria. Limpia, limpia, Maria. Vinti ara Maria, vinti ara Maria, Maria, mera nesi ongiri, Maria, mera nesi ongiri. Luz Divina Maria, Luz Divina Maria, Limpia, 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 Limpia. Binti Yara Sana Sana, Binti Yara Limpia Limpia, Binti Yara Merasina, Binti Yara Merasina, Binti Yara Merasina. Binti ara marasina, Binti ara marasina, Binti ara marasina, healing, healing marasina, healing, healing marasina, healing, healing marasina. Healing, healing, Marasina. Healing, healing, heart, heart. Healing, healing, heart, heart. Binti ara corazon. Binti ara corazon. Binti ara corazon. Binti ara corazon, 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 Limpia limpia corazon, Limpia limpia corazon, Limpia limpia corazon. Limpia, limpia corazón, limpia la corazón, limpia la corazón, limpia la corazón, limpia la corazón. Breathe into your bellies. Connecting with your guides in your sacred space, I'd like to invite in the Munari to support and assist with psychic and energetic surgeries. And for those of you who would like to receive the support for your body and your heart and your mind, simply let the Munari know that you would like them to begin working with you right now, working on you. They will energetically open you up to begin their psychic surgeries. I trust them inherently. They will only support your highest and greatest good. Let them know anything specific you would like support with. Let them work on you for a couple minutes. Breathing into your belly. You can allow the Munari to continue working on you if you'd like. Connecting with your guides. Feel free to bring them back with you through your portal door. Feel them circled up around you where you are in your physical third dimensional space. You can bring the Munari through too, and they will continue to work on you if you would like that support. When you're ready, you can close that portal door behind you and take a moment to really connect with your body again. And without praise or blame, check in with where you are in your body. Is it different than where you were before we started? Is it the same? Does it feel different? When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Yeah. So the counsel I received while I was singing was to sing mostly in English. I sing a lot in Spanish, but some of you don't necessarily know what I'm saying. And so I received clear counsel tonight to sing mostly in English so that you would, if you were listening and if it was supportive to you, you would know the medicine that I'm singing in. I also felt very clear counsel to sing in insects and animals that aren't generally honored and brought into the sacred space, and I actually was linking in with some of you and feeling your energy say grasshopper, kangaroo, giraffe. Definitely was feeling you all ask for me to call in crow medicine and raven. I didn't sing raven, but know that I was thinking raven as I was singing crow. They're both here. And the robins and the cardinals and just the different things, because the turkeys were here when we started and they were making a lot of noise, and Turkey was saying, I want to come into that journey. And so just really listening to, you know, the ants and the butterflies and the daily things that we see that don't necessarily get paid attention to or don't necessarily get sung into our journeys, because everybody wants to go hang out with pumas and jaguars and bears, oh my. So really invoking some of that sweet daily medicine that we work with all the time. It's really hot in this room, so I'm gonna move. I'm gonna take y'all with me. And then I wanna connect with Kim and see how she's doing. Here we go, we're moving to the living room I've been meeting with you all in my dining room because I have a nice table in there, but now the heat of the day, whew, I was like in a sauna while we were singing. I'm gonna lose weight, that was great. I felt like I was truly in ceremony because I was burning up while I was singing. I also want to do something before I check in with Kim. I'm going to pull angel cards. Y'all ready? So, Judy, for some reason, I was feeling you and pulling angel cards. So here's the one for you, transformation. Y'all can write this down if you want. Elaine, kindness. Elaine, I pulled kindness for you. Did you get it? Great. Paige, trust. You got it? Bridget, this is fun. Ooh, Bridget, it's responsibility. Sorry about that. Maybe that's good, I don't know. Talitha, wisdom. Okay. Kayla, simplicity. This is what the angels are bringing to you, so do with it what you will. Shelly, you got grace. I don't know if you're there, but you got grace. Oh, I see the top of your head. Marianne, flexibility. Okay. Marcia, I don't know if she's there either. I just see a blank screen, but Marcia, you got release, which you know for me is really integrate. So Anya, ooh, Anya, yours is blank. That means you get to write your own medicine with the angels. I know that's going to drive you crazy. Julie, clarity for Julie Johnston. Melina, support. That's a good one. Ann, Boban. Ooh, this is good. Relaxation. That's nice. Yeah, that's a good one. She's all thumbs up for that. Ah, Lainey, you got power. Work it, baby. Get that power going. Let's see. Kim. Ah, ooh. Kim, you got sisterhood, brotherhood. I'm just going to leave that there. Yannicka, presence. That's for you. Paula Marie Martin, understanding. That's a nice one. Moksha, healing. Bobby, we're going to do you first. Compassion. And then Jess, spontaneity. That sounds fun. I can't see you all's faces, but I hope you're getting these. Jessica, I pulled peace for you. Erica, I pulled enthusiasm. I had to say it like that because I'm enthusiastic. And Catherine, ooh, I'm just gonna apologize in advance. Catherine, you got obedience. That's not necessarily a bad thing. I know it's not fun to pull the obedience card.
I'll pull one more for you just because that's not so fun. Integrity. How's that? Obedience and integrity. You're getting the light ones tonight, Catherine. That's super fun. So can you unmute Kim, please? And she had asked on the Facebook page to check in tonight. And if you all ever have questions or things you want to check in on, post it in the Facebook page so that other people can affirm if they'd like to work on that too. And people have some idea of how to prepare what we might be working with. So Kim, are you there?
I'm here.
Great. So how can I be of support? How was the journey for you? Let's start there. How was the journey?
It was good, actually. I felt a lot of energy and tingling and reception and freedom.
Good.
And I've been trying to kind of distill down what happened. Like, I've been in a long distance relationship and it was been serious for a while now, and then over the weekend I found out that he was seeing someone else where he lives. And I understand, you know, meeting someone else, but it was the lack of integrity and like not telling me for months. And I feel like I just like I pick the same thing over and over again. Like I just and I didn't even see it coming because I trusted him. Which was, you know, a big step for me. And then, so just, that's why I said it just felt like, you know, I did all this work to like open up and receive and be in a relationship. And then I just got slapped back down.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. That's the piece I really wanted to key in on with you and with everybody tonight, that aspect of feeling like you said something about, now I feel like I'm starting over. And that just didn't resonate for me. As soon as I read that, I understand the feeling. It just didn't resonate as truth with a capital T when I read that. My reflection back to you from personal experience and from working with people for almost 20 years is that we will clear karma and clear karma and clear karma until we get the lesson and it's cleared. And then we can be in relationship with someone that we're not having to clear all that karma with. So the fact that you did learn a lot from this relationship and you did allow yourself to open up, and you may have still have had karma to clear and a lesson to learn, but you definitely aren't starting over at the beginning. So I would encourage you, folk, I know this is probably not what you want to hear, but I'm not experienced. Focus on what is the lesson? What is the lesson? What's the karma? Clear cords with them. Go ahead and be clearing cords with them so you can get this, get things cleaned up and get back in alignment with yourself. Because we really do, whether you're dating men or women, or it might not even be people you're dating, and I'm talking to everybody now, it might be people that you work with or clients, you're like, why do I keep calling in the same thing with a different name, the same thing with a different story, but it's the same karma over and over. And that's because until that lesson is learned, we will date the same person just in a different body over and over and over, or we'll end up with the same bosses that it's like, wow, I just went from one boss who seemed like a really selfish person to another boss who's selfish, you know, or whatever the situation is. So the piece that really got my attention though was this feeling of you failed and you have to start over from the beginning, and the universe, it was like you hadn't learned anything. You still there?
Yeah.
And that's the piece that I really wanted to do a little healing around tonight.
Because I feel like I have learned and I have been trying to learn the lesson. And like, yeah. It's been like 18 years now.
Yeah.
And it's really frustrating.
I get it. Everybody.
It's not like I've just been sitting here like, you know, oh yeah, well that sucked, and trying to repeat it over and over again. You know, I've been working on it actively.
Yeah.
But obviously still missed something.
Well, and I hear you, and we all really get it, because there's stuff that we work at actively and it's still, there's just always layers. I just want all of you to know that it's interesting because it ties into somebody decided they were going to step out of the group this week, and they told me they felt like they were in a good place. And I thought, well, that's good. But you know what? This work doesn't stop. you can do your work however you want to do your work, do your journey, do your practice, but the practice never stops. And so I hear your frustration, and I have a lot of compassion for that from personal experience. And I also feel that if we can all understand that there's no goal to get to, then a lot of that frustration will ease and things will begin to clear, because we do have this sense of we have to, this programming that there's a Prince Charming or a Princess Charming out there for all of us, and that we've got to find them, and the relationship's got to look like this, and it's got to be in this box per the programs. When I let those programs go, my whole world opened up.
I'm not looking for perfect. I just like to be in a relationship for...
I didn't say perfect. I'm saying everybody let go of being in a relationship.
I did for years.
Let it go. See, I've worked with you before, and I just... Honestly, there's a lot of resistance, and then there's frustration, because there can only be frustration if there's resistance. And I know this is probably, again, not what you want to hear, but I really want to offer up that you're doing well, but I'd really like to go in and talk to your little girl self who is frustrated and in resistance. Are you open to doing that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So everybody just take a moment. If there's any place in your life where you're feeling frustrated, or you're sensing that there's resistance, or you feel like you just keep getting sent back to square one, take a moment and breathe into your bellies. Circle up your guides around you. And as I work with Kim, you'll work with your little girl or little boy self to find that seed that's really not feeling like it's moving forward the way you want to. So Kim, call in your little girl self that is bringing this frustration and this frustration, really. Call her in and tell me when you can see her.
I can see her.
Okay. How old is she?
5.
And just take a moment and connect with her and let her know who you are, that you're her when she's big. And everybody else do the same thing. And then ask your little girl or little boy self, what do you need? And Kim, when you're ready, just let me know what you get as you ask from your heart. What do you receive from that little 5-year-old heart?
She needs to be herself.
What else?
Play. She sees things that other people don't see, and she feels like she has to hide everything.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun. That sounds kind of frustrating. What is that? What it means to her when she says she wants to be herself?
Yeah.
So what is it that she sees that she'd like to share?
Fairies and nature and spirits.
And was she allowed to share those things with the man you were just dating?
Not so much. Okay. She didn't really try.
Yeah. And how did that feel for her to not really be able to be herself with him?
Scary. Like, should be found out.
Oh, wow. Okay. Can you see how that would affect and inform relationships that you're in?
Yeah.
I wasn't being sarcastic at all. I hope you.
No. I know.
Okay. So ask her if she's willing to share with you, to come back and be with you so that she can share with you what she sees and all of the beautiful things that she wants to see and share in the realms and the spirits and the fairies and her gifts. Are you okay with her sharing that with you?
Yeah.
And is she willing to come back and be with you so she can share that with you?
Yeah.
So we've done soul retrieval before. So let her create a space in your heart that's just for her. And I would imagine you'll want lots of fairies and magical things in her sacred space because she loves that so much. And when you can see that space, you can breathe into your belly, hug her, hold her close, and let her step into that space and integrate into your heart, into her sacred space. And just tell me when you have a sense of her being there.
Yeah, I do.
And this is where you get to check in when you're seeking beloved. Check in with her and let her help you be fully authentic to yourself first and then to anybody that you might consider spending quality time with. Can you do that?
Yeah.
I'm also sensing, and you tell me if this resonates for you, I'm sensing that she's really wanting to explore her gifts, maybe in a way that you haven't yet.
Yeah, that resonates.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what those gifts that she wants to explore might be?
Not exactly. It definitely has to do with the realms and opening up more to communication that I probably turned off a long time ago.
Mm. Well, she seems very excited to reconnect with that spirit communication. Are you open to that?
Yeah.
Good. So as a follow-up, as you're breathing into your belly, as a follow-up, remember to check in, everybody else too. Remember to check in with this little one as you integrate these soul retrievals. You want to continue to check in with them, like at least once a day, and say, hey, how are you? I got you. I love you. See what they need. See what she needs, especially now. She'll need five-year-old things. She might need to draw or color or use glitter or go for a swim or go for a walk. Or as her needs are met, you'll feel yourself having your needs met, and you'll feel more authentic with yourself. I have a sense that she might like to maybe work with some angel oracle cards. Maybe that's why it came up tonight to do that. Some ways to let you explore your intuitive abilities. I feel that she'd really be into that. Maybe there's fairy cards, fairy oracle cards. I'm sure there are. There's oracle cards of size and shape. See if there's something like that could be of support, because this is the resistance that I was talking about, is that she's afraid. So of course there will be unconscious resistance in every relationship you go into, which will then in turn keep bringing you the same experience over and over. Because if she doesn't feel safe and she doesn't feel authentic, then there's a push-pull. What's interesting though, and I say this from personal experience, when I have been betrayed or someone has cheated on me or all the myriad things that have happened in past relationships, when I have been fully authentic and 110% myself, I stayed clean and clear. And I was able to step out with more grace and ease. Doesn't mean it didn't hurt, but it definitely right. helps me step out with more grace and ease because, and I don't know, you know, men, women, I'm mostly going to speak to the ladies right now, but you get to be a queen, full-on queen. And the men get to be kings. And for me, that means holding all of the archetypes, because there's lots of archetypes: healer, teacher, mother, daughter, brother, sister, friend, trying to think of all the other ones, sorceress, apprentice, student, magician. There's all sorts of archetypes. For me, a queen embodies all of the archetypes, and a king embodies all of the archetypes, at least to the best of their ability. So that's been my focus after many, many relationships where I was just clearing karma and clearing karma and clearing karma. And because I love y'all, I'll tell you very intimately, vulnerably, that my last two relationships when I was in my 40s was the same nonsense I dated in my 20s. I couldn't even believe it. I was like, are you kidding me? Have I not healed this? Have I not learned anything? And I still did it twice with two different relationships. So I really do understand from personal experience. So what I did was start clearing programs around romance and partnership and what I thought I deserved and where is my beloved? Why isn't he here? Because I was so angry at the universe for not working it out. And that's just my story. I offer that up to anybody that it supports. And as I did that, and I focused on being a queen, now the men that are coming into my life are acting like kings. It's really nice. And, you know, that's taken time. I'm 48. I mean, I'm still working on it. So I just want to offer that in compassion and solidarity as you, my sister, having this experience, that I really do empathize and feel you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, was that helpful?
Yes, definitely.
Good. I'm very excited to see what gifts are going to open up as you work with your five-year-old self.
Yeah, me too.
And this is going to invite men into your life that are really open to this and excited about you and your abilities. And that's exciting to me too.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have someone that I could be myself with all the time.
Yes. And you know, what I started doing too, when I couldn't find men that I could in partnership that I felt like I could really be myself with, I started calling in friends and people and community that I could really be myself with so that I could practice that true authenticity and find people that I really trust. It shifted my students. I mean, it shifted the kind of students that show up for me. It shifted the kind of clients that show up. Like, I really have amazing people that I feel really safe with. And that helps me to walk more safely in the world and invite in partnership that feels more safe. So that's a really good place to start, even if you just got two people that you're like, you're my people. I'm safe with you. I can be totally authentic. Focus on them. That's a really good place to start for everybody, because it's so important to feel seen and received as your fully authentic self, all of it, all of our wackiness and dorkiness and whatever we got. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Kim. I really appreciate you stepping up tonight, because we all really resonate with that. Ooh, and it's 808.
Thank you.
Total infinity. All those numbers just for you, Kim. I love it. I love it. That's awesome. Thanks. Oh, yay, Julie. Yes to all of this. Was that help you, Julie? Yeah, I can't see your face. I'm looking to see if anybody else has a question. Anybody else have a question? She put a thumbs up. Okay, cool. Julie, was there anything you wanted to ask about or anything you want to follow up with on that? Are you good? I'm not trying to put you on the spot. You just commented, so I just want to check in and see if you want some support. Will you unmute, Julie, please? Just to check in. If anybody else, just, you know, raise your hand or comment and she'll unmute you. Can you unmute, Julie? Okay. Yeah.
Good. I just was like, fuck yeah to all that. All of it.
No, tell us how you really feel, Julie.
Fuck yeah. That's it.
Good. Okay, good. Yeah, because I kind of started out talking about the resistance piece, and Spirit was like, don't start with resistance. Nobody wants to hear that. Just go into the journey and then find the resistance, because the resistance can be so subtle. And then we end up recreating, and we end up inadvertently, not that it's anybody's fault, but I can speak from my own experience. I would end up pushing people away because I had this unconscious resistance, and it really is important to be authentic. Otherwise, I don't want that person in my world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad you got a big F yeah.
Yeah. I think what you just said too to her about being, it doesn't have to do with, I don't know if there's any guys on here tonight, but it doesn't have to do with the person, the one we're trying to fall in love with or whatever. Like, we need to fall in love with ourselves and then surround ourselves with people who love that.
Yeah.
And then the rest of that other shit doesn't matter.
Well, yeah. And that's easy to say when our heart hasn't. So, you know, we,
yeah,
I totally agree.
I know.
I totally agree with you. And I also really resonate with the frustration of really here again. Are you?
Exactly.
Yeah. We all get that. And that's the big healing that's happened for me personally, is to remember that this is a journey. And if I keep trying to accomplish something or bring something in, is like, oh, then I'll be happier. Then I'm not saying Kim was doing this. I'm just speaking for myself.
Right.
That's really helped me to shift into a place of, let me just be in this present moment. And then what happened is I started noticing, because I'm interested in men, so I'll use myself as an example and just say, I started noticing men coming into my world that I had not noticed before, because I was being present instead of this doing and looking. And really focusing on walking as a queen in the world has really shifted the people who are coming into my world. And even you all are examples of that. The people who are on these sessions are people who are committed and really doing their work and stepping up and keep showing up. That's the work of a queen and a king. And so as I evolve and shift and more different people, and so that's big props to all of you all. And so thanks, Julie. I'm glad that resonated.
This is my man.
Oh, yeah. Your four-legged man. I got it. Cool.
All right, now he's off screen.
I'm out. I'm shy. Don't put me on the... Okay, so Shelly saying, Bloom, you kept smelling tobacco. I bet you did, because I was singing in... When I sing in medicines, sometimes you'll smell them. I sang in Huachuma, which is San Pedro. You might or might not smell that if you've never sat with the medicine before. Ayahuasca also has its own smell. But tobacco seems to be a really potent plant teacher that will get people's attention and show up for them, and especially as a smell. Somebody posted, I think it was Paula, posting about Claire smelliance. I can't remember what it's called when you smell and then you get information. And I will often smell tobacco when ancestors are coming through, or sometimes I smell cologne and I know that I can see the grandfather, or it'll be perfume, or it'll be roses. It's a great way to get information. So I think that's great, Shelley, that you were feeling that tobacco, and we're going to be working with tobacco medicine at the retreat. So if anybody else smelled the tobacco or tapped in, but Shelley, especially, start talking to tobacco in the realms, the spirit of tobacco, and see what that teacher has to tell you, because maestro tobacco might be trying to get your attention. Start working together. It's really beautiful plant medicine. And I'm not talking about cigarettes. I'm talking about tobacco. Very different things. So thanks for sharing that. Elaine says being seen is where it's at, for sure. I see now how I am pushing clients or relationships away. 18 years since my last relationship. That's awesome. Judy says Queen Bee. That's right, baby, rock and roll. So Kim says, I felt seen and valued, but there's this whole world of my spirituality that I wasn't sure I could really share, or only shared in bits. So that's tough. I thought it would work, but I see that it doesn't. Yeah. I mean, can't tell y'all how many times I've dated people who are like, I love that you're the spiritual person in ceremony. It's so great. You're so powerful. And 6 months later, they're like, I hate that you're always in ceremony and you're always, I'm like, y'all, you took the ticket. You bought the ticket. You take the ride, baby. This is my world. This is not a weekend thing for me. This is not when I feel like it. This is my life. So for me, that's really important to be able, even if the other person doesn't do exactly what you do, it's important that you're able to share authentically, even if you have different journeys. So I really appreciate that. Yannicka. It's 8:14, but I'm going to keep going for anybody who wants to stay. Will you unmute Yannicka, please? And if you have to go, it's totally fine. I won't take it personally, but I'm feeling some mojo, so let's do some mojo. For me, she's saying, for me, it resonates about letting go of programs and relationships. My husband is from Peru, very free spirit, pretty unattached, which is beautiful, but also sometimes very, do you mean confusing instead of confronting?
Yes, confusing as well, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, it's real, especially, I mean, when you're dating someone from a different culture, that can be a real different experience. And my experience with Peruvian men is that they're kind of like, it's okay to connect with other women, and not all of them do it, but they've got a very different vibe than we do. How is that for you? You just had your anniversary too, your wedding anniversary.
Yes, that's true. Thank you. We went to the hot springs and we had a long conversation about this. Mm-hmm. And we don't come really out of it. And I know he is being open and honest with me, mm-hmm. but he says also, wow, it's even difficult to put it for me in words. Mm-hmm. He doesn't believe in monogamy, but in the same time, he's choosing for me. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult for me to put in word, I'm noticing, because he's talking from it from a very disattached way, mm-hmm. and very from a observer way. Mm-hmm. But what I take out of it, like even in the hot springs we were talking about it, and my body, I could feel it in my chest, it was hurting and blocking, and wow. Mm-hmm. And I said it with him, and he said, sorry, I can be also sometimes then very tough and very rough. And he talks really from, I cannot even explain it, but I'm choosing to trust that we have something to share together, and I know that I'm his water, in that sense.
Balance his fire.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think so, and I know he is honest and trustable. But he's a very free spirit as well. And I know he will not cheat me quickly. But I know that if he would meet the woman and it was flowing with the energies, mm-hmm. he would not say no to it. Mm-hmm. And
it's interesting being in Peru. It's different with the women and it's different with the men. But that could really be said in the United States too. People in the mm-hmm. United States have different ways of being in relationship. And one of the biggest lessons I've learned that I'll offer up here, which was not an easy lesson, I learned this in relationship last year, was that love is not ownership.
And exactly.
There are these programs around monogamy.
Yes.
And there are these programs around get married, be together forever, and don't look at anybody else, and don't be with anybody else. And that's great for the people it works for. But that doesn't work for everybody. And so finding that place where you're authentic with yourself, and if you really must have monogamy, then that might be challenging in the situation you're in. And can you simply let go of attachment and ownership and see where it goes?
Yes.
That's not easy though. That's not easy.
It's a tough one, but I feel deeply inside. It's also like that. When I was in Holland 3 weeks ago, I had the same situation. I said no to that guy. It was my ex. Mm-hmm. And that feels good for me.
Yeah.
But I'm happy he is honest. And I think that's for me the most important thing, that honesty and integrity. He can mm-hmm. say to me so many things. I will never do that. But mm-hmm. then he's not honest. And for me, this is the most important thing.
Yeah. And if you have your own integrity, just like with Kim, we were talking about, I didn't necessarily use the word integrity. I think she may have, but yeah, that's what it's about. Our own authenticity is our integrity. And then regardless of how the other person behaves, it doesn't hook into us so much because we're mm-hmm. in integrity. It's when we kind of abandon ourselves and aren't really authentic to ourselves that then the other person's behavior can really hook us.
Mm-hmm,
so, thanks for sharing. I just want to check in real quick before we go and see if anybody else has a question.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here from Peru.
I'm happy I'm back and I can share again.
thank you all. Anybody else before we go? Are we good? Okay. Mwah. Do you want to unmute everybody and we'll say bye? Thanks y'all for being here. That was fun. That was a good one. Ooh, it's warm.
It's warming.